Today is November 24th, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Raid on Boathouse discovers loot of store at Satsup. Wingy Miller's Boathouse in South Aberdeen, when raided Wednesday night by Captain of Detectives Frank O'Brien, Detective R.J. Schmidt, Officer Harry Allen, and Deputy Sheriff Spray, yielded John Kelly, Henry Resner, and Ernest Rook as captives for drunkenness and a large array of new clothing believed to have been taken from a store at Satsup. Miller, owner of the sack, escaped. The goods are believed to give a clue to numerous petty thieving operations on the harbor, which have been occurring recently. Several pairs of new shoes, several shirts, underwear, socks, caps, belts, and trousers, all believed to be part of the Satsup store loot, were recovered. In other news, Weber, adjudged insane and sent on to Steilacoom. Having been adjudged insane Wednesday afternoon, Charles Weber, 70 years old, was taken to the Western Washington Hospital for the Insane at Steilacoom Thursday. Weber is the man who recently demanded large sums of money from the Schaefer Brothers Logging Company in Montesano. He claimed that a man left a $10,000 deposit for him at the bank and that he had loaned $5,000 to the logging company for which he had been working as a laborer. His home is supposed to be in Los Angeles, California. In the city and county news, a milk thief is abroad in Hoquiam, according to complaints coming to police headquarters. It is said he takes the bottles from private residences after the dairymen have made deliveries. E.A. Peoples was fined $500 and sentenced to serve 90 days in the jail by Justice Bignold Wednesday at Montesano. The state convicted him of manufacturing liquor. Discovery of a still and moonshine came through a search of his house on Carr Avenue for beaver skins, which State Game Deputy Stetson was sure he had. Peoples paid a $100 fine for possession of one beaver skin, and the other charges of illegal possession of furs will be dropped. When he is released from the county jail, the city will try him for illegal possession of moonshine. Harry E. Taylor was arrested by Detective Quinn yesterday noon on telephonic request from Sheriff Matt Starwich, who holds a warrant on him, on a charge of wife desertion. The King County authorities were expected to arrive for their prisoner last night. Charged with the theft of an auto belonging to Lee Leonard at Cosmopolis, E.M. Wagner of Aberdeen was arrested Wednesday and taken on to Montesano. Leonard declared Wagner took the car last week for a ride to Moclips. George J. Wolfe has made arrangements to have his stock moved from the Heron Street store to his beautiful Last Word new store on Broadway, Aberdeen, Saturday night and Sunday. The new store expects to open its doors for regular business at the usual time Monday morning. Workmen are exceedingly busy finishing putting touches on the new store, which is one of the finest in the West. And finally, according to news brought back from a recent trip to Tacoma by Nick Randich, Morgan James, the Tacoma lightweight, recently defeated by Ted Krejci of Hoquiam, wants another crack at the Harbor Battler and believing in a second contest he can reverse the record. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 24, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, though we will be closed this Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.